Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, here's a Lions thing we got. In the last several weeks, we have seen Golden Tate get traded. Marvin Jones sat out last Sunday with an injury. Kerryon Johnson is likely out on Thursday with an injury. And Michael Roberts is out injured as well. Now, I'm trying to follow this, and this seems a little odd. Apparently, because they have a Thursday game, the Lions didn't practice yesterday, but they're still required by the league to submit a practice report. Did you see this?
I did not.
So they did. Kerryon Johnson, no practice. Marvin Jones, no practice. Ezekiel Ansah, no practice. Bruce Ellington, limited practice. Damon Harrison, limited. Jalen Reeves-Maybin, limited. What? But I guess they didn't practice. But here's the question. Who is the offensive weapon that you think can step up for this team? People love talking about skill position players. People get excited when you draft a skill position player. There was probably more excitement created by the drafting of the second round pick than there was the first round pick, because people like the guys with the football in their hands. And it's understandable. They get the headlines. They get it for a reason. People get fired up about them. And it's just the way it is. So with Golden Tate, Marvin Jones, Kerryon Johnson, and Michael Roberts all gone or likely out Thursday for one reason or another, and look, maybe Marvin Jones plays, maybe Michael Roberts plays, maybe Kerryon Johnson plays. I doubt that that's the case, but if none of these guys can go, who's the weapon that you expect to step up? There's one answer. The answer is Galladay. But generally, you can't throw it to one guy 30 times in a game. You know, if Stafford throws 30 passes, he's going to throw to more to Galladay.
You're looking more of along the lines of, will it be LeGarrette Blount or Theo Riddick or Zach Zenner as a running back, or will it be Bruce Ellington or TJ Jones? Maybe yep. Brandon Powell gets a chance to play. Will it be someone like that?
Yep.
Or the other Jones. Is it Andy Jones?
Andy Jones.
17.
Not Andy Grammer.
Right. Will it be one of those guys?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. And I'll give you another one, because the Lions did just play the Bears. And it's not necessarily he's definitely not a weapon, but he's another guy who's having to step in on the offense. And that's Kenny Wiggins, the right guard, who has to play because of TJ Lang's being put on IR with a neck injury. And how vitally important he's going to be to this team also to keep the pressure off of Matthew Stafford. The Bears come at you from all angles. They got, obviously, their linebackers are pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. We know what they've got. Khalil Mack on the outside, and Roquan Smith is coming into his own this year as a rookie. He's pretty good. Their defensive line has playmakers on that defensive line. They have to be contended with as well. So it's imperative for any chance the Lions have in this game, absolutely imperative that they protect the quarterback, because I don't think they're going to be able to, all due respect to Zach Zenner and Theo Riddick and LeGarrette Blount, those guys are not Kerryon Johnson.
Nope.
And I just don't expect, I absolutely do not expect any sort of semblance of a running game. So it's going to have to come in the form of protecting the quarterback, which means whoever is playing running back needs to stay in and make sure that those guys don't come after Matthew Stafford. You got to give him more than 3 seconds to throw the ball. And Stafford did a real nice job of throwing the ball early in the game against the Panthers. Their game plan worked well enough for them. Did the Panthers lose the game? Panthers lost the game because of mistakes the Panthers made. But the Lions did a good job with what they had. They need to do even better, take it to another level against the Bears if they want to win that game. I don't really expect them to win this game or even be able to do what I'm asking them to do. But that's what they're going to have to do to win.
So who's the skill, the weapon that needs to step up?
I'll throw it at Zach Zenner.
Okay.
If that's what you know, I mean, I'd like my take on the lineman, but You want the weapon. The weapon's at center.
That's what the question we tweeted out this morning, and some of the responses coming in. From Pat, Theo needs to step up big time. From Andrew, can the goalpost play offense?
And here's why it's Zach Zenner, because as I said, I don't expect them to have any semblance of a running game. But if they do, if they are able to run the football, and I am expecting Zach Zenner to be the guy, if they are able to run the football, well, then wait a minute. Then this can be a manageable game, because that means they can work some clock and they can keep the score down.
From Paul Xavier on Twitter. Bruce. From James Anthony.
Bruce Ellington, yeah.
Ellington looks like a true slot wide receiver, just needs more reps with number 9.
He does. And this is a game where I kind of wish he had more than just a week's worth of practice, because I think he is a guy that can be pretty good in the slot.
Jason sends us a picture of Theo Riddick, Rob Quinville, Bruce Ellington, from Scott Zenner.
Anybody send a picture of SpongeBob SquarePants?
No, that was Mike Weber. We'll get to that coming up. Let's see. From William Powell, but said in Gator's voice. There you go.
If he plays.
From Mike Zenner. From Scott. I'm a little surprised Powell hasn't got a little more time. Maybe he gets more reps in practice. from CJ Zenner, because Blount looks like he's 88 years old.
He looks slower.
He had 7 carries for a yard. 7 carries for a yard. From Kevin, it's got to be Powell and Riddick.
How?
From James, sad to say it, but it's Zenner. I'm going to throw a name out there. Lavine Toyolo has the best ratio of targets per catch of any pass catcher. Like, when Stafford throws it to him, he catches it, but he's only been throwing the ball 7 times. He's caught 6 of them. It's a decent, I wonder a little bit about, you know, Stafford this year adjusting to life without an open tight end. But you know what's crazy about this? I'm looking through these 40-something tweets we got back when we tweeted this out. You know what name I haven't seen once? Not once. And I'm double-checking, but it hasn't come in once. Luke Wilson. Nobody has tweeted us Luke Wilson.
Yeah, he wasn't listed on the injured list, was he?
No.
The practice, so he practiced, because he did leave the game at some point on Sunday, but if he's practicing, he's ready to play. Yeah, that's, I would expect him to be part of the game plan, because I do think they're going to go a lot of quick passes, and a tight end can be a quick pass guy.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.